How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Simone Marchi of the Southwest Research Institute on his work and an article in Nature magazine about the late collision accretion of the planetesimals of the early solar system in which Earth is the happy member. The late collision accretions, planetesimals sometimes as large as more than 1,000 kilometers wide, collided into the inner rocky planets. That's Mars, Earth, Venus, and Mercury. And depending upon how it was hit and how much hit, at what speed and how big it was, it very much changed the nature of the planet, the last 1% colliding. For example, here, Venus, the speculation is that it was hit by a very large planetesimal going perhaps 40 kilometers a second. That's fast. And that created conditions that lead to a very hot planet with a very thick atmosphere, no water. Well, Simone is going to explain here. This is randomness, billiards, whatever metaphor is appropriate. The Earth is lucky. It wasn't hit by whatever hit Venus. We're twin planets, but we're not. And is it because of that late collision? Much more of this later tonight on Hotel Mars. Here's the professor, Simone Marchi, of the Southwest Research Institute on late collision accretions in our solar system.
Yeah, so not only that, it could generate that atmosphere. It could explain why there isn't water at the surface. It could explain also why the Venus, for all that we know, it's a very volcanic active place. In fact, there are lots of volcanoes on the surface of Venus, many more than on Earth. And an estimate is that the surface of the planet is relatively young, meaning perhaps a few hundreds of billions of years. It's younger than a portion of the surface of the Earth by a lot. And so that would imply lots of volcanism, resurfacing volcanic flows, and that, in fact, could be the result of the collisions that you just described that could have happened very, very early on.